is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bass tumble. Everyone all set, cocked, locked. This is hour number two of USAPrepares.com. Joining us this hour, Michael Evans. Michael Evans is a broadcaster in Missouri. He's a USAPrepares.com instructor. And he's passionate about what's happening and telling you and teaching you about what's happening in the media, in the world, events that are threatening to us. Welcome, Michael Evans.
Good morning. How are you?
I am well.
I just got off 2 hours. I'm just fired up, brother.
Mike, I want to just share one of the things that we're doing. We are trying to expose some of the corruption, some of the illegalities, some of the threats against us. Last night I got an email from a young man. His name is Jeffrey Deskovic. This man was tried and convicted of a crime he did not commit.
And I know that story.
Yeah, well, I thought I'd push that button, Michael. And this guy.
I've heard that story before.
This is just one of many, right? This guy spent 16 years in a maximum security prison for a crime he did not commit. And I just got an email from him, and he's going to be on the air with us. We're going to talk about what that's like. And here's what really frosts me. Not only were there deceptions from the people whom we entrust to do the right thing in the criminal justice system. They failed us. But those boneheads won't even make an apology for the 16 years that they stole from this man.
Oh, yeah.
You know about that?
Tell me about it.
Okay.
Yes, someday, I do. You know, the truth is, and there was just an article out the other day, I did a show on it, actually, about how 40,000 people had their evidence tampered with by a lab up in Connecticut, and they have to give all 40,000 of these people a new trial. 40,000 by one corrupt technician or laboratory rat. And I mean, this is so rampant in our society. The other day they found another problem with DNA sampling, and literally thousands of men have spent their entire lives on death row over hair sampling on DNA, and nobody cares.
It's a DNA sampling problem with this man's conviction. And they found the guy 16 years later. They found him.
Right.
Oops. So, and they didn't even, Michael, they didn't even say they were sorry. I'll tell you
what. Couldn't even care less.
I think there ought to be absolutely extreme penalties meted out to the people who are involved in the corruption, from every single person involved in the corruption of these trials. They need to get at least two times whatever happened to the person that got convicted wrongly. Seriously,
the truth of the matter is, these are prosecutors, so they have judicial and prosecutorial immunity.
Let's fix that.
And the judges do, too. And they're
Let's
all
fix
in
that.
On. The
Let's
judges
fix
know
it.
The prosecutor is notching his pistol grip. and the judge is just sitting there playing along with it, and they don't really care who's guilty or innocent. They just want that thing off, that docket off their desk.
Michael, this wasn't something that we planned to talk about, but let's continue for a few more minutes. There are judges who have taken payoffs to send young men to prison because they got a kickback per head that they sent to private prisons for profit.
Absolutely.
$1,000 a head, let's send 10 of these young guys to prison. Who cares about them? Who cares what we're sentencing them for? Let's get that $1,000 and we can take the wife out to a nice dinner on vacation, buy a new car, live a luxurious lifestyle on the backs of the little people who were convicted of crimes they did not commit.
Yep. And that is so criminal that frankly there's not enough punishment because, you know, now you're talking about an action, a willful action by an individual who knows the difference and is in a position of elevated authority and elevated position where he could, or she could make a difference and correct the error, knowing that it's there. And they have used that for their own personal gain. And that is far worse than somebody who robs a bank, who's desperate for money, or somebody who, you know, commits a crime or gets a DUI or something. I mean, when you're talking about somebody who they are abusive of the authority and the power which they have been entrusted with by the public, and that makes it a crime of unimaginable intent and content.
And this is why there is less and less and less trust of those whom we have elected to represent our interests, because they have lied and cheated and pilfered their way to prosperity on our backs. We've had it with them. We've absolutely had it with these cretins. Michael,
well, on this, you know, the problem is that until you know, the legislative is willing to step in and say that kind of activity and honestly, it even goes beyond the legislative. Unless they're willing to step up and remove judicial immunity, I'll tell you one of the best things that the average listener can do, because that's one question that you and I get a lot, right? Well, you're telling me about these problems. What do I do to fix it? I'm going to tell you what you can do. Number one, as a listener, never, ever avoid jury duty again. If you are called up to be on a grand jury or a jury, you go, because the life you save may be your own. And I'm not kidding. In other words, people say, oh, I got jury duty. What do I got to do to get out of it? Don't get out of it. Go on purpose. Actively seek to be on juries. It only takes one person out of a jury to say, I'm not convicting that guy. And you can do it. But you have to be on the jury in order to be the lifesaver.
But That's absolutely right.
You've got to be on the jury.
Michael, right? I've been called to jury duty, and every time that I've been called, I was delighted to be called. I was delighted to be there. And every time I get thrown off the jury, every time, they throw me off. They will not let me sit on the jury.
Well, and let me tell you, the reason, why do you think they won't let felons sit on a jury? They don't let felons sit on a jury because they say, one, these guys have inside scoop and knowledge on the system, and we don't dare let them get up. Two, as a payback against the system, they may well just let everybody go, irrespective of guilt. And three, you know, they know that felons, to a certain extent, are far more likely to recognize it when they are railroading somebody than when they're not. And so felons are all barred from sitting on a jury, period. Not optional.
Well, I remember being one of 13 in the jury room while the judge and the defense and the prosecution were discussing who would be removed. And I remember sitting next to this drunk guy. I mean, This is like 9 o'clock in the morning, 10 o'clock in the morning. This guy was drunk as a skunk. He was in there. Next to him was another guy who said, man, I don't care which way this goes. I just want to be out of here. He didn't care, guilty, not guilty. He didn't even want to listen. He wasn't interested in the truth. And when they and when we got called back into the courtroom after sitting in that back room while they discussed who was going to be thrown out, Mr. Finelli, thank you very much for being here today. You're dismissed. First guy to get thrown out.
Yep.
It's like clockwork. And here's what happened, Michael. After I got thrown out and the jury was selected, the whole pool of potential jurors, they were all in the courtroom. And by the way, this was, if you ever saw the movie Summersby, this is the actual courthouse that the movie Summersby with Richard Gere and Jodie Foster acted in. Okay, that is the courthouse that I was in. It's in Charlotte Courthouse, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
The courthouse at Charlotte Courthouse, Virginia. Anyway, that's the court. I got thrown out, and as I was on the courthouse steps leaving, people came up to me, shook my hand, said, "Man, that was great. That's amazing how you got thrown off jury duty. Man, that was really cool what you did."
How'd you do that, they ask.
They wanted to know how I got myself removed from jury duty, and I said, "What? Are you kidding me? I wanted to be on jury duty."
Yeah. Well, I'm going to give your listeners a tip. So get your pens and paper ready, because I know you got them if you listen to Vince. There's a website where you can go that's called the Fully Informed Jury Association. It's called FIJA, FIJA, Foxtrot, Igloo, Joliet, Alpha. And this website teaches you how to be a juror. And not only does it teach you how to be a juror, it teaches you your rights and your responsibilities as a juror and as a member of this society. Because remember now, this is supposed to be a jury of what? Your peers, right? And
yep.
So it's critically important that you participate in jury duty, because I'm telling you, the life you save may be your own.
And you are not kidding. Michael Evans, Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. We're going to take back America. We're taking back America. We're taking back America. We'll be right back.
And you thought the most painful question from your child was this.
Are we there yet?
Questions on family trips are nothing compared to questions from real family emergencies caused by weather, natural disasters, or terrorism.
I'm super hungry. What are we going to eat?
Daddy, I'm scared. Why don't we have enough food?
Daddy should have been better prepared.
September is National Preparedness Month. Now you can be prepared. Now you should. Now you have awareness. And now you have your solution. Go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy will get you ready with the Family First Responders Kit. It's your emergency solution with delicious freeze-dried food, safe water, and even fire starting. Call 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD. Or log on to freezedryguy.com. Protect your family now with emergency preparedness and say,
"We're there!"
freezedryguy.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi,
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Michael Evans is with us. Michael is absolutely passionate about getting the news out. And Michael's in Missouri, down the road a couple hours from where I am, broadcaster. Michael, you are very concerned about the world events. You're concerned about Syria. Let's talk about Syria.
Yeah, it's ugly. You know, we're kind of being waylaid into this position of being a mercenary for foreign governments. And, you know, my concerns with this are deep and strong. And the scope of this thing is going to, I believe, will get out of hand if we actually go over there. And it's not just one organization or another. I mean, here we are stepping in to fight on the side, in theory, of Al-Qaeda, which is our sworn enemy, literally a country and a half away. And in addition to that, the Arabs and OPEC are offering to pay if we'll simply oust and do a regime change on Assad. Now, that's a flat-out offer for mercenary work. I mean,
yes,
you know, it's unconscionable that the Arabs, and Kerry mentioned it in an open Senate hearing, John Kerry, Secretary of State. He said, well, the Arabs have offered to pay. You got to be kidding me. So what you're saying is we should go to war on behalf of the Arabs who don't like Assad because he is a threat to their monarchy. And they don't like Iran, who they're hoping will come in on the battle, and then we get to take Assad and Iran out. I mean, it's unbelievable. We shouldn't even be, you know, George Washington said it best. We should be friends with all, allies with none, and avoid foreign entanglement. And he said it for a very clear, specific reason. This was in his speech as he left the presidency. And the reason for it was because when you get involved in these exterior entanglements, you lose focus on your primary function and goal, which is for us to be a nation where our government is operating for one and one reason only. That is to protect our rights and to engender a scenario where commerce can continue and we can all grow and be, you know, and improve our lives and our situations. But now we have a scenario where we literally have senators and congresspeople who are selling their vote to the defense industry when they don't even understand the true depths and implications of what they're promoting here. Because this, you know, anytime we start going over there to start a battle, first of all, we have to look at who the players are. And, you know, you wouldn't go start a fight with a guy as a bully if you saw his big brother standing right behind him, would you?
Right.
And that's who Putin is, right? Putin from Russia is standing right behind Syria and saying, you know, you pick on my little brother, you're picking on me. And we're stupid enough to wade right in there and say, we don't care. You know, I mean, it's absurd to me. And meanwhile, we're being egged on by a couple of other stupid friends called OPEC, Arabs, and Israel, for that matter. And, you know, I'm not trying to trounce Israel here because I know people are very sensitive about that. But Israel would love nothing for us, better than for us to go in there and wipe Syria down and then take out Iran as well. Those are the two primary threats to them, Hezbollah, Syria, Assad, and Iran. So here we are being pushed and pulled from all these different directions by all these people who don't have the courage or the strength or the fortitude to go do it themselves, but are more than happy to push us into the middle of the fight. I mean, it's absurd. And we're falling for it. It's beyond comprehension. I just did a show this morning. It's up on YouTube right now. You can go to youtube.com/ America's Voice Now and see this show. I just put it up this morning. Out of the 17 senators or 18 senators who sit on the Senate Foreign Intelligence Committee, 10 of them voted for this. Want to know something? Those senators who voted for it averaged 83% more money from the industrial complex and the defense industry in bribes and lobbying and contributions to their campaign donations. So the ones who voted yes got 83% more money. And guess who was at the top of the heap? John the Traitor McCain, $180,000 last year. 180 grand. Does anybody remember the story about a guy named Judas who sold out his best friend for 30 pieces of silver? Does anybody recall that story?
Michael Evans, you sang it so well. When we come back, I'd like to ask you, is there a difference between payoffs, bribes, lobbying, and campaign contributions? Is there a difference? We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500. Standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family. Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today?
God, you're
take my when you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Michael Evans is with us, and we're furious. Class, I don't believe Congress has a conscience. They consistently don't do the right thing. They sell us out at every turn. An example? Nuclear power generation. They're complicit with this. They have allowed it to happen. This is the most dangerous thing that has ever been done by humanity to humanity. Nuclear power generation. It's out of control. Just think about Fukushima. Japan has polluted the oceans of the entire planet with radioactivity. Who made that happen? General Electric. And I believe that Syria is a distraction from our plague of problems that corrupt politicians have created. The first one that comes to mind is the economic collapse that's looming on the horizon. Michael, your thoughts?
You asked me a question. question before the break about the difference between bribery and lobbying.
Oh, yeah. What I said was payoffs, bribes,
and lobbying,
campaign contributions.
Yeah.
Yes.
But I want to take this to make an instructive moment, because the truth is that this is something that your listeners can get their hands around and fully understand and grasp very easily, because this is the perfect example of it. If you were to do what corporations do to Congress when you were pulled over by a police officer, you would be arrested and imprisoned. It would be a felony charge. And the way they get around it is by a little trick that they call verbicide. When I say verbicide, what that is it's a redefinition of a word. When we look at what's going on here in Syria, when we look at what happened in Vietnam, when we look at what happened in Afghanistan and Iraq, they call that an action. We call that a war. But you see, they redefine words to try to make them something that they do that doesn't have the same meaning that the general populace of the country means by that word. And then when they twist that word around, you know, and if you try to draw the correlation between it, they define it actually in legislation. And so lobbying is not bribery. Neither is a campaign contribution. But obviously, everybody knows, and you can, I mean, a three-year-old knows that something that's given to you comes with a string. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know that if somebody dumps $100,000 into your campaign contribution committee, he's going to come back to you with a request. No one is expecting those corporations not to act that way. And yet, the only people who are capable of stopping it are those same people in Congress who actually benefit from it. And that is a tragedy of enormous proportion. If our founders ever understood the concept of what's going on with re-election money, campaigns, lobbying, and so forth, they wouldn't be angry. They would be at war. And that's just on that issue alone. Forget all the rest of the tyranny. Forget all the rest of the betrayals. Forget all the rest of the treason. They'd be at war over that issue alone. Because when corporations were first developed back in the 1700s and 1800s, they had to have a public benefit function where they weren't allowed to continue in perpetuity. They were created and they had a finite lifespan, and you had to reapply to keep that corporation alive, and you had to show that you had accomplished some kind of public benefit with it. Today, corporations are for one reason, profit, and they live in perpetuity. And they classify themselves as individuals, state that they have individual First Amendment rights and all the rest of these things, and yet they're not held accountable to the same level that you as an individual or I as an individual or a listener would be held. And that is a travesty. And they use redefinition of language and verbicide to betray us daily.
Michael, here's a really simple example of that. Military action. We're going to have a military action. Now,
or a police
that sounds
action.
So bad. Well, it includes rockets, bombs, bombers, naval cannons, warships, aircraft carriers, the Marines, the Army, machine guns.
Hey, people are dead. That's
war. Michael, show me one military action, just one, where guns are not involved and guns are not pointed at people. Just show me one. The military, I don't think the military can do anything other than destroy stuff.
Well, that is why our founders said that military could never be a standing army, and that law enforcement was something completely different, because their goals are different. Law enforcement is there to keep the peace. That's why they were called peace officers until they renamed themselves law enforcement. Military, on the other hand, has only one function, that is seek and destroy. And they don't go in and try to settle disputes peacefully or by mediation. They settle disputes with weapons and death. And that's the difference between military and law enforcement, which is another reason why the militarization of our law enforcement domestically should be so concerning to people, because we're training our law enforcement to be paramilitary. And when you have paramilitary training, by necessity, you are inclined to use it. One, you want to use the training you've gained. Two, you want to use the equipment that's been funneled to you. And so that's why we have all these instances of them issuing, you know, doing warrant, no-knock warrants, where, you know, I mean, they're issuing you a warrant for a bench warrant, and they're kicking in your door and running in there, hood, with SWAT uniforms on and guns drawn. I mean, it's ridiculous. For a guy who failed to show up for a DUI, come on. You know, I mean, it's absurd.
Michael.
So the reality is what we've got is this you know, military complex that is overflowing into our domestic environment. And you're absolutely correct. They are, and they've blurred the lines even further by utilizing the term police action. That's what they used in Vietnam, you remember?
Sure, it was a police action. It lasted for decades.
Yeah. I mean, how many? We lost 50,000, 52,000 soldiers in a police action. And that's
how many they lost. Well, that's just the killed. What about the wounded? What about the mentally altered who were never right after the bombing, the napalming, the Agent Orange?
Sure. I mean, we're just talking about straight up hardcore deaths then. We're not talking about the literally hundreds of thousands who have succumbed since then to Agent Orange and diseases that they obtained in the jungle and the PTSD and all the other, you know, horrors of war that draw their victims down later. And the truth of the matter is, you know, they're throwing these sob stories out at us on Syria to bring it more to a more current level. And they say, well, this is a tragedy of immense proportion. They killed 1,400 civilians. Well, hang on a second. Let's put this into perspective and get rid of the hyperbole. The truth of the matter is that Assad, who is a murderous tyrant, absolutely, has killed 150,000 in the last 2 years, and nobody gave a damn about them. Now suddenly he kills 1,400, and they've got the plausible deniability to use that for an excuse. But I got to ask the guy who's dead, does it matter whether you died from VX gas, or does it matter whether you died from a bullet in the head, or does it matter whether you died because an artillery shell blew up the apartment building you and your children were in? To them it makes no difference. Dead is dead, and there's no more excuse to go over there because they use VX gas than there is because they went over there and used an artillery shell, than there is to go over there because they used a rifle.
Michael, VX gas, sarin gas, these nerve agents. Now, I just heard the president talking about it's unacceptable that these countries are developing and using these weapons. Really? Where did they get these nerve agents?
From us. They got them from us.
And so it's unacceptable.
If they didn't get the materials from us, they got the technology from us.
What I'm saying, Michael, is the United States of America, our Barack Obama is saying it's unacceptable. But the technology and the weapons come from us. It's unacceptable. But it's ours. Who do we think we are? We're a plague. We are a plague.
I'm reading a book about the trip up of Lewis and Clark across the country.
Mm-hmm.
And there's an interesting passage in there that sums it up rather well. They learned how to make. They had a blacksmith with them who, in trade with the Indians, because they wouldn't sell them firearms, instead pounded out hatchets for them. And they wanted to use, the Indians, of course, wanted to use them for war hatchets because they were tribe against tribe all the time, stealing each other's horses and women and what have you. And Lewis and Clark pounded out these hatchets for them. They melted down an old stove and made hatchets. And then forbade them to use them in war. And the Indians were sitting there thinking, well, you just made this and traded it to me. You knew what I wanted it for. And now you're telling me I can't use it. I don't understand. And we're in the same boat. We're the number one arms exporter in the world. And then we turn around and say to countries who buy the stuff, oh, and by the way, you can't use it. I mean, explain the logic of that to me.
Well, it's and explain the logic of the militarization of the police. It's, Michael, it's story after story after story at usapreparis.com. Guy's up on the roof of his apartment building. It's a relatively flat roof. Somebody says, oh, there's a man on the roof. They call 911. They stupidly call 911. Class, don't call 911. If you do, someone's going to jail or someone's going to be killed. It's as simple as that. So they call 911. The seven cops show up. This guy decides, okay, he'll jump from the roof onto the landing. He jumps about 8 to 10 feet. The cops jump him, tase him, kill him right there. He already came down. No threat. They kill him.
Yeah.
And they drag him down these concrete steps, and his head's going thump, thump,
I saw
thump.
That. What a tragedy.
Yeah, and one of our instructors, SWAT team shows up at his house. 20 of them. Hold him at gunpoint. Him and the eight people in the farm at gunpoint for 10 hours.
And you thought the most painful question from your child was this.
Are we there yet?
Questions on family trips are nothing compared to questions from real family emergencies caused by weather, natural disasters, or terrorism.
I'm super hungry. What are we going to eat?
Daddy, I'm scared. Why don't we have enough food?
Daddy should have been better prepared.
September is National Preparedness Month. Now you can be prepared. Now you should. Now you have awareness. And now you have your solution. Go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy will get you ready with the Family First Responders Kit. It's your emergency solution with delicious freeze-dried food, safe water, and even fire starting. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on to freezedryguy.com. Protect your family now with emergency preparedness and say,
we're there!
freezedryguy.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Every time you eat a cooked food, your body responds by producing an increase in circulating white blood cells. This happens because nature designed us to eat food that is undamaged at the molecular level. When we heat food to normal cooking temperatures, we change the shape of the molecules into shapes the body cannot use. The body now looks at them as toxins and allergens. In an effort to protect itself from this irritant, the body intelligently increases the amount of circulating white blood cells to act as garbage collectors. The white blood cells gobble up all the unusable damaged food particles to neutralize their cell damaging properties. This puts stress on your organs of elimination, and your body is subject to cell damage and inflammation. If you'd like to start experiencing the benefits of undamaged protein in your diet, give One World Way a try. It is a truly undamaged protein powder that will thrill your tastes and every cell of your body. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, I'm going to tell you something that this really, really, really bothers me. There is a rash of preparedness expos that are being advertised all over the country. They're claiming an unbelievable number of exhibits. They're claiming an unbelievable number of classes. I just got several emails that there was one that was going to be in Arkansas, and it was going to be a big one. They pulled the plug on it yesterday. There was one in Denver that was going to be a real big one, claimed to be way bigger than we are, way bigger. They were going to have 15,000 people. They claimed it. They put it on the internet. They advertised it. They said they were affiliated with a lot of organizations that you know and trust. They weren't. They had 377 people show up in Denver. There are other expos, and I'm encouraging you to go to their websites before you attend them. Here's why. I am no fan of FEMA. I am no fan of FEMA nor CERT. Those are government organizations. There are preparedness expos that are allied with the Red Cross, FEMA, and CERT, and other government agencies. And they say, you have a right to preparedness information, and we're going to help you. And we're going to give you free tickets. Just email us. So you go to the website, and you create this email address. It is sold. Your email address is sold. How do I know? Because I was told by our instructors at USA Prepares, who've been approached by these other expos, that they are offering for sale those email lists for $100. Think about that. Is that something that you want known? Do you want FEMA? Do you want CERT? Do you want other organizations to know who you are? Think about that. There's nothing free. There is nothing free. So if they let you in for free, somebody's paying for it. Michael, I'm so frustrated because there's so much disinformation out there. America's Voice Now is your organization, AmericasVoiceNow.org. Michael Evans, link on the website at USA Prepares. Michael, I just wanted to share, one of our instructors, just like us, Quinn Aker, Arlington, Texas, 20 SWAT team, thugs, showed up at his farm. There were 8 people at his farm, men, women, and children. They showed up. 50 other agents showed up and occupied neighbors' homes. They cut off roads. They cut off communications. And this farm, the farmers were held at gunpoint for 10 hours. Why? marijuana, drug enforcement. These guys held at gunpoint these farmers. They couldn't find anything. They could find nothing. 20 armed SWAT thugs plus in full body armor with assault weapons held men, women, and children for 10 hours at gunpoint, handcuffed them in their own home.
And I'll bet they didn't even apologize when they left.
No, and well, they found tomato plants.
Right.
That's all they found. They trashed the place. I'm furious.
You know why that's happening? Because the state and local law enforcement have been given access to helicopters, and they are using them to fly around and fly over farms, mm-hmm. where they are doing aerial surveillance of farmers and farms looking for marijuana and
yeah.
commercial growing operations.
Yeah.
And marijuana and tomato plants look very, very similar, especially when you're up at 1,000 or 15 or 25 or 5,000 feet.
Oh, except for these round red things and green things that hang off them.
Well, I don't know whether they're catching them, you know, at an early date or what, but the truth is, listen, the simple reality is this. Marijuana is the one drug in the United States that has been used to grow law enforcement at an exponential rate. And, you know, it is really the drug that virtually has almost no after effect. I mean, nobody goes and robs old ladies to get more weed. And I don't promote it because I don't smoke it. But, you know, that's on you if you want to. I personally, I don't like it. But that doesn't mean it's my place to sit and tell somebody else they shouldn't. And,
Michael Evans, we're out of time. Thanks so much for being with us. Michael Evans, link on the website, americasvoicenow.org. I'm Vincent Finelli. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
David J. Smith of Newswatch Magazine. January 2011, after a federal law was passed to transfer a World War I memorial in the Mojave Desert to private ownership, the United States Supreme Court ruled that the cross in the memorial could continue to stand, but the Obama administration refused to allow the land to be transferred as required by law and refused to allow the cross to be erected as ordered by the court. How much more anti-biblical can you get? We would like to offer you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by.